As we prepare for the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500, a familiar driver with a familiar crew chief are back at Indianapolis. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Well, Greg Beck's roots in motor racing go back to his father, Roger Beck, a longtime employee of the legendary promoter J.C. Agajanian. For many years, Greg Beck has learned what it takes to make cars go fast here on the 2.5 mile oval. Had a chance to talk with Greg shortly after his sponsor was unveiled for the Team Leader Motorsports entry. Well, Greg Beck with us with Team Leader Motorsports. And Greg, it's always good to see you at the Speedway. I know you're excited about getting back into action.
Oh, definitely. It was a great opportunity here when Kent and I got together and put this program together. And Stefan should be a great driver to work with. And we've got a great group of people with a great sponsor.
Stefan's been away for a while, but he's had some great success in this series. Talk about what it's like working with him.
Stefan is, when I first worked with Stefan, it was when we first came over here from France, knew very little English, and it was difficult to really get the communication down, but we were 7th quick when we got done qualifying, so working with Stefan will be great fun. We've run some other programs with Stefan as well, and it's always been successful.
You have always been known as a gentleman who get the most out of the least, and I think that's an honor to you, and probably something you're proud of.
Certainly, you know, it seems like we always get thrown into that boat. But you just make do with what you have, and most of the time we're able to extract just about everything out of everything.
Greg, when did you first come to Speedway?
Well, my first year at the Speedway was 1978. I've been here many, many times.
Who did you work with in 78?
I worked for Longhorn Racing. We ran Bubby Jones. We actually missed the race. And we put Bill Lukovich II in the car, I think, on the last day of qualifying, just to see if we could get anything else out of it. And that didn't work out.
Well, it's interesting, of course, because we've got Bubby's son just over a couple of garages also now working on these cars. So good family tradition there.
Oh, definitely. And we also have some family tradition going with the Agajanian family and the Beck family. My father did work for J.C., who was Terry Agajanian's father, years ago here at the Speedway and in California as well.
Let's talk about Roger Beck, of course. That's a great lineage, and we've talked about this before. One report has him actually doing the body work on the 52 Rutman winning car. Do you know that to be true?
I'd have to go ask him. There's a number of things that Terry and I have talked about, and his recollections are probably a lot better than mine because I wasn't born until 1960. So it's, you know, Terry has some good memories of that as well. But, you know, my dad's doing great. He just turned 75 the other day. He is actually restoring a roadster. He's just about finished with the body work now, so he's still active and banging on.
When did he first get involved? Do you have any knowledge of that?
Boy, I think he first started driving in the late 40s, probably the early 50s. He was actually 5-time Southern California Jalopy champion. That was the thing to run. And very successful at it. Worked for a lot of different people, Mickey Thompson, Eddie Kuzma. Worked for himself for a number of years. He's worked for Patrick Racing. He's been very successful.
Many people know the history of midget drivers from California coming here, but the Jalopy ranks, of course, are Parnelli Jones, Jack McGrath. That was a deep pool of talent as well.
Oh, definitely. There were a lot of competition there, and a lot of those guys did graduate to midgets and were successful. I know even my dad drove some stock cars out at Riverside. He drove midgets in Ascot. I don't say Legionnaires Ascot. It's all kind of foggy, but he's done a lot of great things. He's driven sprint cars. So.
Given the fact that we have kind of the same package for all of the teams with the engine and the chassis, etc., I think that's something that gives you a little pause for optimism.
Certainly we can be optimistic. It still be a little difficult coming in because these guys have been running these cars this year and last. The Honda package is always a great package. So, and we ran Hondas in 2003, so we're familiar with it. But it's fairly level the playing field. The Panos chassis might not be as good in qualifying, but I think in the race, it'll be a good head-to-head match.
Now, what are the plans for the remainder of the year? Are you going to be able to keep going after Indianapolis?
It's hard to say. We're playing one race at a time right now. We would love to continue on, maybe do some selected races. I'm also helping Mike Kerb and Kerry Agajanian run their Busch team as well. So I've been racing every weekend here for a while, so this will almost be a break.
You know, it's interesting. When you work for a Kerry Agajanian, you you are a part of a legacy as well. In fact, a friend of mine once said, you're still always working for J.C. Agajanian.
That's very true. And, you know, Kerry is great people. He knows everyone. And he's a good guy. Mike Kerb is a great guy. Very low-key. Loves racing. And, that's the kind of people you want to be involved with.
Greg, you've got a lot of respect in this gasoline alley. It's always great to see you here. Good luck in the race.
Thank you very much.